Hello and welcome to the Birdie and Bass podcast, episode 18. I'm Bass and with me is Birdie.
How you going?
And in this episode, this episode that we tried to record, it died on us. No audio came through. So this is attempt number two. We were going to talk about the launch of the Series X, the Series S around the world, and then talk about what we expected from the PlayStation before it launched. But now we're into the other side of it. Now we're all, both consoles are out. Xbox did multiple launches starting in New Zealand for about 2 hours. And I think we ended up going all the way around the world. And we got launches in the UK, Europe, and then there was about a 4 or 5 hour one in America. So it's all out now. It's all go. Everyone's had pretty much most of a week to play their consoles. I've got both consoles. All I've done to the PlayStation 5 so far is turn it on, update it, and download my PS5 game that I pre-ordered, which is Spider-Man. And that's all I've done to it. The rest of my time I spent on my Series X. I think Birdie can attain to this as well. I think you spent better part of a day getting one up and going.
I had them both going. I was doing other stuff on the computer at the same time.
Yeah, well, I've managed to get both of mine going. I've now run into an issue where one of my 4 terabyte external drives wants to be a bit iffy when it's warm. So I've now got that unplugged till I can get a couple of replacement ones, which I'm looking at getting the Western Digital Xbox ones because they come with a 3-year warranty. And at the moment, at between 12 and 18 months old, I seem to kill them.
Is it still a hard disk or is it solid state? Because Western Digital have solid state black 2 terabyte drives now.
Yes, I've seen that. That's probably the equivalent of buying another Xbox. So I think they're $450 or something like that. But I don't know. I think that's the way we're going to end up going. I reckon it won't be that quick because of COVID, but I reckon give it next year, we'll see a lot more expansion solutions for the Xbox. PS5 side of things, I'm stuck with 600 gig. So I've got 2 Spider-Mans and a free PS Plus game at the moment are the 3 games I've got installed on there.
What about Astro's Playroom or whatever it's called?
Yeah, that's on there. That was already pre-installed on it. So I had that to start off with. The controller feels different from using it a few times. It's not, I don't know, it'll take something getting used to, I think.
Is it uncomfortable?
Where is it? Here it is. That's the controller, and it's, well, let's see.
Is it comfortable though, like to hold?
It is comfortable, but the Xbox, the new Series X controller is actually heavier than the PlayStation 5 to feel in your hand.
I quite like my blue one at the moment.
It is comfortable. I'm gonna probably turn off the little bloody things that go on here where you're shooting and it vibrates back on you and all the rest of it, because that's just gonna shit me off. I turn it off on an Xbox anyway when I'm playing Call of Duty and everything. I don't want my controller vibrating when I'm trying to shoot people. So that's been that one. Been an interesting take, I reckon, on the games that have come out. I've played a bit of, Apex didn't get a update for Series X.
No, so that's coming 2021.
Everyone else is doing it. Why can't they?
I don't know.
I thought it might have been like next month, or they're waiting to get through the season. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
It's very early, but it's next year. They finally announced it.
Fair enough. I was grateful that my Astros worked straight off the bat after doing a firmware update.
Yeah, I have a slight issue with that.
I think I need to tweak an issue with my streaming setup because I think my mix amp is putting game and voice audio through the microphone. As well as it coming through the Elgato card, even though I've got game audio deselected in the command center.
I went through Astro's command center and actually muted everything through the stream port, kept it plugged in, and still put all the audio through it. So the patch is stuffed, pretty much, is all I can say. Yeah, it had an issue before where it would put through your headset microphone through the stream port, even if it was muted. So I'd get double of my voice on my own stream, which was annoying enough. And after about 3 weeks of talking to the Astro technicians, they sent me a beta of the firmware that was meant to be for the Series X launch anyway. And guess what? That's even more screwed.
Ugh.
So, it just lets all audio through. It doesn't actually care what you select. So it's not
doing its mix amp properly.
No. They've made it work over USB, which was a hard enough feat, apparently, but they just haven't been able to make it selective, which apparently is easier on optical audio than it is over USB. Fucking digital. I don't get it.
Okay. But the other side of it is I don't know how much longer I might use the Astros because I like the look of the new SteelSeries. The Arctic 7Xs, the Xbox ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 7Xs, they are a very nice headset. Don't get me wrong, 24-hour battery life, very comfortable apparently. It has some of the best audio technology on the market. I'm just not sure how to integrate it into a stream setup yet. So.
I think that's the common thing in any stream setup that we do. It's always been the fact that when you're streaming on console, trying to get the chat in there is just starting to be hard. I'm actually thinking about moving more away to the fact that I'll start playing with Dirty Crew and yourself and all the rest of it. We go over to using Discord.
I was thinking the same thing, but at the same time, not everyone's on Discord.
Well, those guys are because they all stream. So most of the people that are playing with are on Discord because they stream. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what other people are doing because I know Adam's Darth streaming and he's running Arctic headset as well. So I don't know how he's doing his setup.
Just depends, like... I can get game audio to it through a streaming setup. That's fine. It's getting the chat audio. Until I look at the UI on the back of it, the UI on the back of them, I just don't know. So I've literally just got to walk into a shop and ask someone to open one up for me. And then I'll know. It's that simple. Yeah. But
I guess I'm grateful in the fact that I run two Xboxes. So if they don't work out here, I can use them inside.
Hmm.
And
keep you back in my 50s back out for the one in the lounge room.
I got rid of mine. I had nothing but issues with the Gen 2s. I think Gen 2s, Gen 3s that I had. But they weren't as bad as Lucid Sound. I don't know how the hell I broke two Lucid Sound headsets in 12 months. But
I don't think you did. You barely wore them.
I was using them, but I think what I worked out is because I was always. Sliding them back up and folding them all back up nicely to sit them down, that was being kind, was actually being cruel to them and causing them to crack. So I should have just left them fully set up and just put them on a stand, would have been, and never touched anything, probably would have been fine.
Yeah. Looking around on the internet when you said it happened a second time, it seems like you're not the only one. It's happened to a lot of them.
Well, when I took them back, the lady behind the counter, the manager came out and or assistant manager and she just had looked up on the internet and she said, yeah, this is a common fault. We'll take them back, but we're going to give you a credit. We're not going to give you a new set. Cause obviously you'd, and then tried to sell me a Logitech wide set for $400. I was like, no.
Logitech money, man. That's the point. The Logitech headphones are not that good. I don't know why everyone raves on about. I think the only reason why people rave on about Logitech headsets is because of the price point. They're expensive. They must be good. No.
I'm at the point now where I'm just going to stick between Astros and SteelSeries. The SteelSeries set, the Arctis 3s that I bought, they're great. I enjoy them. And the fact I can use them between any console I've got because they just plug into the controller.
Well, so. those 7Xs come with a USB-C dongle. You can even use them wirelessly on your Switch.
Fair enough.
So the I really liked the Arctis Pros. Like if you watch Staycation, he's an Apex content creator, or even Harris Heller, they've all got Arctis Pros, but they've got them. They are for the PC and the PS4, and they come with a dock that has like an internal battery charger, so you can take the battery out of your headset and put it in. They give you two batteries with it, which is a really cool idea.
But is that the one that's got the little mix amp that's like about half the size of a Astro one?
Yeah. And it is almost perfect for wireless streaming. So that's how they're getting all their party chat and everything through it. But it doesn't work on Xbox.
Well, anyways, we'll get back to what we were originally supposed to be talking about, and that's Xbox Series X and games. I've been giving mine a pretty good nudge. I haven't had any heat issues.
Me neither, actually. Like, mine's on right now and it's actually cool to the touch. I can feel air coming out of the top of it. I like stroking the top of it.
Mine, I can feel air out the top of it, and I had... you can feel the heat coming out of it, but I haven't had the issue that I had with the original 1X that I had, I think.
That's right, you've had two, haven't you?
That it would just, the fan would just kick in and it just sound like it was about to take off and fly out the window. And it's just, it just seemed to happen under certain games that you just get this load. But obviously we're at the start of a console cycle, so these games haven't been out yet to really push these consoles to their max. But I tell you what, it's night and day in Dirt 5 load time.
God, yeah.
It's like on the 1X, I could get up, go buddy, pretty much make a coffee and come back and it'd just load in to play a game. On the Series X, you press the load button. By the time you stand up, the game's ready to play.
Yeah, like you don't have time to fart with the Series X. It's great. I think I'm not sure what actually put a heavier load onto the console, whether it was Dirt 5. So I tried Dirt 5. I tried Dirt 5 on both the graphical settings on the Xbox One X, which was high fidelity or high graphics. Which the high graphics turned down to 30 frames per second and it looked shocking. It looked like mud. Like, don't get me wrong, the game looked well. It just didn't flow at all. It was horrifying. So I never did that again. When you put it onto a Series X, it's got three modes. So it's got like high fidelity, high frame rate, and then the kind of a middle ground between them. And I've tried all three of them. And honestly, I can't actually, like, you can, when you hit the high frame rate mode, you can tell you're running 120 frames per second. But when you're in the other modes, it's hitting 60 pretty easily. Like it's hard up against it. And it looks like a racing game. But that was the only time my console got warm-ish. And that was only because I was holding my hand on it just to see. Apart from that, Forza Horizon 4 has had its update.
I honestly haven't played that one yet. I've been getting into, like everyone else at the moment, Cold War since that dropped on Friday.
Yeah, that didn't even do anything to my console.
No, apart from the fact you had to pretty much download the game again. That's been the only gripe that I've had is that why couldn't Microsoft allow us to pre-download like go into a game, right click on it, go manage game, and go download Series X content. So it was ready to go.
Yeah.
I reckon it took my issue. Well, it took my Xbox, I reckon, 3 days. 3 days to, or 3 days for the two of them to update fully to where I could actually play a game without it like killing my ping.
That's why I just paused downloads.
I had to, but then I thought I turned the PS5 off, and apparently I put it in sleep mode and it still downloads after that sort of thing. So I was getting notifications on my phone saying that Spider-Man is available to play now, and then the next game was available to play, and then it was just annoying. But that's one good thing about the PS5. It took me about 5 minutes and it was up and ready to go, because I had no games to transfer because none of them were compatible to move over. So I just, yes. Why I didn't even trade my PS4 in. I've kept it because I've got games on PS4, VR on PS4. Yeah.
Have you found out how to get the adapter to make the VR work on PS5 yet? That's apparently free from Sony.
Well, Sony, because I was supposed to get, I got a second controller, so I've got two of the PS5 controllers, but I was supposed to get the camera as well. When I went to pick the PS5 up, I was told that Sony have pushed the extra stuff to the first week of December. So there was no cameras, no nothing.
I've only just seen people start doing unboxings on the media remote, and that's content creators. So much for a day one launch.
Yeah, well, I had that, but I cancelled that.
It's the only accessory I've seen so far. I haven't seen anyone else do an accessory test.
Yeah, well, they all got bumped to the 3rd of December or something like that. And I
didn't know that.
Yeah, so the only thing I really got left to pick up for the PS5 that I want to pick up is the dual controller charger dock thing or whatever it is.
Apparently it's definitely needed.
Yeah, well, you can't get any. That was like an instant. Obviously, there must have been short supply of them. I don't know. Don't know what the go is. But probably jump on eBay and buy one for about 4 times the price. Same with Xboxes and PS5, Series X's and PS5s at the moment. But the only annoying part is with the Series X, if you've got a game that needs to be updated to Series X that needs the SSD drive to run, it'll still copy to an external drive, but it will tell you that it needs the SSD, needs to be back on the SSD to run at maximum speed.
Yeah.
While Sony, I can't plug an external drive in when I run out of space, because can't do that. And I can't expand the storage because they haven't released a list of compatible NVMe SSD drives. So
they also blocked the slot with software, so it doesn't act, it's not actually active yet, because a few people have tried it.
Well, the biggest thing was that I seen was before the console actually got released, content creators were filling them and they're only putting like 5 or 6 games, and they're like, yeah, no, the hard drives are full. Like, I don't know if Microsoft can write code into their Xbox to say, if this game isn't on your SSD drive, it's not going to run at the full specs. Why can't Sony put a code in saying, yeah, you can transfer your game to an external hard drive, but you can't run it off there?
I don't think it's a hard one with Sony, because Sony have a different outlook on gaming in general and their business. But with this kind of thing where they don't want like their PS5 games on an external SSD, I have a funny feeling there's something wrong with their coding, because I didn't want to talk about it yet. I wanted to wait until we do our other podcast, which is finally coming back. But people's PS5s have been bricking while playing Spider-Man off an external drive, seems to be the most common thing. They're playing it on a PS5 from an external drive.
Oh, the PS4 version.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's back to the old PlayStation 1 days where you could stick a PlayStation 1 game into a DVD burner and hit copy and it'd copy it across to another DVD. Mm. There you go, you got your PlayStation 1 game.
But apparently it's been bricking PlayStation 5s.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason why they don't want people to put their PS5 software into an external drive, even if it's just for storage, because I think there's something wrong with their software and they know it.
I actually think
conspiracy theory.
My gut feeling with the whole PS5 thing is they rushed that console to get it out the same week as Series X.
I think so too.
They weren't prepared to launch it that early. They wanted to pretty much launch it in the first week of December, I reckon.
I don't even think it was this year, personally. I think they thought they had another year under their belt, to be honest with you. I would like to know the timeline that they had for developing and putting that console to market compared to what Xbox have had, because if you look back in 2013, you could tell that Sony had thought about their console with the PS4, and it turns out Xbox only, they had less than a year to design, develop, and build that console for the mass market.
Yeah.
Because they would just say, oh, yeah, we want a new console this year. That's it. They had no warning. They had longer to develop the Xbox One X than they did the original Xbox One. Because Phil Spencer gave them the time and gave them something, a target to hit. And with the Series X, they've been working on that since 2015. So,
and it packs a punch.
Exactly. But. And that's what I mean. Like, they've been given time, like, they haven't been given time constraints. They've been given free will, saying, go for it, do whatever the fuck you want, make it amazing. With Sony, I don't know what the fuck has happened this time.
But the interesting thing when you look at it is you got Sony and Microsoft coming out with new consoles.
Yeah.
And then flying in the wind is Nintendo.
Oh, have you ever just seen, destroyed everyone.
You can't buy a Switch. You haven't been able to buy a Switch this year. You cannot. It pretty much, if they get to December, you pretty much could not have walked into a store and bought a Switch at all this year.
Can you imagine what Black Friday's going to be like?
I reckon it's going to be lights. Switch lights will be Black Friday.
You reckon? You reckon there's going to be Switches at all? Do you reckon there's going to be consoles at all?
Yeah, there'll be consoles. There just won't be current gens. There'll be the old. So Black Friday is going to be the sellout of what we've got sitting in the cupboard. Get rid of the old. The 2DSs, 3DSs, PS4s, and Xbox One Xs, so and One Ss.
People will buy a 2DS XL still. I guarantee it.
Oh, I've got a over there in the collection of all the stuff on the shelf behind me. There is some limited edition 3DSs.
Oh yeah, a couple of them.
Like the Yoshi one, and I got a Majora's Mark one.
I got that one.
And a few Hyrule others.
Warriors one.
Oh, I didn't get that one. Yeah, a couple of ones. Yeah, well, the couple of the ones I've managed to strike have been ones where I've been right time, right place when someone's traded one in. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that.
I think one of them was with me.
Yeah, the Zelda one was, I think.
Yeah, because I think you were waiting to be served by me back when I was in the industry.
But I don't know where it's going to go. Sony turned around and knocked the aftermarket industry on the head. No aftermarket side panels.
Have you taken side panels off yours yet?
No. Because the problem, the thing that I want to do is, like, I like the white, but yeah. I want to get a carbon fiber wrap for it and wrap the side panels in carbon fiber. So I just reckon it'd look nice. Like, I was actually at the point where if someone did carbon fiber replacement side panels, I would buy them.
You'd never read about it. 2 days ago, I was looking at carbon fiber 3M wrap.
The 3M stuff, the 3M wrap stuff, that is really good.
I know. I used to sell it.
You got to be pretty skillful, I think, putting it on. But at the end of the day, it's like clean surface and a heat gun normally gets it on pretty well.
Only people that are into cars would actually think about this.
I don't know. I was like,
carbon fiber side panels on my PS5.
Because the only thing like this is like this. When you've got this and you've got these controls, I don't know whether you can see it better on this, but this has actually got grip on the back of here.
Yeah,
the textile grip. This doesn't. So this is slippery as hell still. Like, I actually want to put 3M grip on the back of this.
I thought it had the PlayStation logos on it for grip.
No, it has like little. It's got like little texture things, but it's not as grippy as what the Xbox controller is.
So they put their own pattern on it, and it's crap, is what you're saying. You might as well go and buy a scuff grip pack or control grip pack.
I don't know. All I know is I need to do well. Spider-Man's 10 hours, so I'll let you know after 10 hours of gameplay. How I like the controller.
10 hours. And let's say you do side missions. So let's take it out to 12 hours. So you'll have to recharge your controller 37 times to get through it.
Recharge it. I'm just leaving it plugged in. But the other thing I will give you is PlayStation 5 put a USB-C port on the front.
I know. It's incredible.
Why the hell is there a USB-C port on the bloody Xbox?
They've also technically got more USB ports on the PlayStation, don't they? Don't they have four with that USB-C included?
Yep. Two on the front, two on the back.
Is the charging cable they give you USB-C to USB-C?
No, it's USB-C to USB-A.
Right, so what's that C one used for? Is that used for their new camera?
I've got no idea.
If that's on the front,
it's on the front, yes.
Shit spot.
Yeah, I know. But the other thing I will have a laugh at is obviously Sony built the charging cables for some like small Japanese house where you're going to sit 2 foot from your console, because the charging cable on it, I'm not joking, is like a meter long, while the one that comes with the Series X is about 2 meters long.
Oh, so, with the battery packs.
Yeah, with the battery packs.
I haven't actually opened my battery packs yet. I'm still running double A's.
I just throw those in the bin. I can't be bothered with them. I just go run straight into chargers.
I use the batteries that come with them first, and that's it.
Yeah.
Batteries lying around.
I just chuck them in the drawer in the kitchen, because then they get used in kids' toys at Christmas time and everything like that when you know, the usual thing when someone goes and buys a kid a toy and it's got batteries and doesn't come with the batteries, at least I know I've got batteries.
Fair enough. You have reason to have batteries, I don't.
So, but the, like my desk at the moment next to me here is controller central. I think there's a Project Scorpio controller, a Series 2 Elite, a Series X and a PS5 controller.
I've just got my blue Series X controller out and my Elite Series 2, because that's all I use, and everything just gets rotated from behind me.
Yeah, well, I've got them over there. There's two blue ones and a white one.
Mm. That's right. You got two blue ones. You don't have. Yep. You've got a black one as well. It's the white one that I'm missing.
Yeah, I got the white one.
That's been delivered from Big W, and don't know where it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out whether, because I've opened the black ones that came with it, sort of thing. I'm like, that's going to be the least collectible controller out of all of them. So, but I'll do that, and then I'll swap out to the blue one, have the blue one as well.
Fair enough.
But I think I haven't had a chance to try out Destiny 2 yet on the Series X. There's a whole bunch of games I'm looking forward to trying out. I've sort of been in that little Call of Duty bubble at the moment, trying to And then they decide to drop double XP for 24 hours on us, which finishes in about, I don't know, 10 hours time or something like that.
Oh, I did read about that, yeah. I played Halo Master Chief Collection today, finished Halo 2 and started Halo 3. Runs very nicely on the Series X and no crashing, because after the update last week on the Xbox One, it crashed every half an hour exactly almost. It starts stuttering and losing frames and then all of a sudden crash, but it's beautiful on the Series X. So I think they've tweaked something a little bit wrong there, but I had fun with it. COD has been fun as well, apart from the crappy spawns.
Oh, that's COD, isn't it? I'm waiting for new people to come back.
Complaining about that than anything else at the moment.
Oh, it's the snipers and the MP5 that I'm over.
Yeah. But yeah, so far I'm very happy with Series X.
So I just got a list of games I want to start getting into. It's just finding the time, get some gears happening.
I tried Gears Tactics last week on stream.
Did you get it up to 120?
I did check this. I'm not sure if it was running 120 or 60. Either way, it was beautiful. Gears Tactics was amazing.
Yeah, I've loaded that game, but I haven't actually played it.
I'm not sure if it's going to be your cup of tea. It's turn-based strategy, but
I don't mind that, as long as it's
It's literally just playing chess.
Yeah, that's what I like, those type of games where it makes you think and stuff like that. I just don't like the ones where it's turn-based and then out of left field, someone just comes in and wipes you out.
They tried.
So the other one, what else? So on the streaming Xbox, I've got Modern Warfare on there because I really need to finish that season pass that I've paid for. Doom Eternal. I don't know whether that did Doom get a upgrade. That hasn't got the little
PC specs now.
There's another X and S on it, but the X and S is on the Gears 5 one. I do like the logos and stuff that's on everything like that.
Yeah, the XS logo means it's had an update. So if it's got that on it, it means that it's going to run that thing. You can also check the file type.
And other part of it, just checking now, EA Plays live.
Yeah, that went live the day the Series X came out.
So just having a look. Do we actually get the latest? That's Madden 20. Is NBA 2K21 on there?
No, that's a 2K game.
Oh, yeah, sorry, wrong.
You're thinking of NBA Live, which is horse shit.
Okay. Oh, I've just seen a lot of NBA 2K21 getting played at the moment.
Yeah. No, 2K games practically runs the NBA series now. Like, EA just can't keep up with them. So they're going to stick with FIFA since it makes them billions of dollars and doesn't fucking change at all.
Well, at least we can play Need for Speed. Yay.
Yeah, I'd rather kill myself.
Rocket. That's a game I was looking at. I was interested in the Rocket Arena.
I forgot about that. That is a very good point.
Rocket Arena's on there.
Do you reckon it will fail like Hyperscape did?
And then get another boost again?
Hyperscape's into season 2, man. It's the game to play.
Yeah, no. Just surprised that some. Hey. Oh, yes. Wish we should do an OG throwback stream and get out some Xbox 360 games.
I've got shitloads of them.
I just seen Crazy Taxi.
I've got Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, so do I. So I was just looking at. We should.
Yeah, here it is. Crazy Taxi.
Throwback to some old 360 games on a stream one time.
I even got Cars 2, man.
Cars 2.
Like Lightning McQueen, Disney Cars.
I've probably got a heap. I know I've got a heap on an external drive.
Have you picked up your memory cards yet?
Well, I've been meaning to message you about that. I haven't got an SMS saying that they're there.
We didn't get an SMS about any of our things for Series X launch at all.
So I was like, and then it slipped my mind today. I was going to give them a call and say,
mine's still in transit.
Yeah, I was going to see it was there because I was supposed to go down the weekend, but all plans went to hell. Crap on that one.
That's yeah, we can always go for a drive.
That's the other game that I want to get in and do some multiplayer on, Star Wars Squadrons.
Mm. Actually, they fixed the flight stick compatibility with that, so I really want to go back to it as well. Because I really like using the Motus on that one.
No, it didn't make it to EA Play.
What?
Squadrons. It's not an EA Play. It's an EA game, but it's not an EA Play.
Weird, I thought it was. Maybe it's because you already have it downloaded.
It's not downloaded on this Xbox. I was just going through to have a look at my game list.
I've got it, but yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I was just thinking if Darth wants to jump in and play it.
It might just be on Game Pass.
Go do some missions.
Let's take a look-see here. EB Games Warehouse. Most recent update. Hasn't been since the 9th of November. It was still in Queensland.
Is it coming Australia Post?
Of course it is. It's EB Games.
Well, yeah. So good luck. You won't get an update on that. It'll just turn up when it turns up.
Oh, I've got a tracking on it, but guess when it's expected delivery by Australia Post?
Next week.
Exactly 1 week, next Wednesday. They sent it on the 9th.
Man,
I'm glad the solar's stay because I'd be pissed.
I need to stop going through my games. There's so many there that I want to play.
Exactly. It's very sad, but we should get back into Destiny and stream it. So everyone that's listening can watch.
Yes. I have no idea where I'm up to in that. I just keep logging in and saying, this mission, it needs to be done. So I just go off and do it and come back. And then it just opens another mission.
I know I was in endgame state before any of the expansions or DLCs or raids or anything came out. Like I just flew through the story when it first came out and then never played it again.
Yeah, I've done most of the Destiny 2 stuff. I know I did Destiny 2 raids and everything else like that.
I think you were playing it longer than me. Cool.
Because I was in with a group of guys that were pretty much was doing a Destiny raid each week, but that's all died off now, so I don't do that anymore. I'm assuming just going to have to see what happens. We know with Xbox we got expansion cards coming, but what PlayStation users going to do? Delete and re-download.
Pretty much. That's what it actually says on the PlayStation blog at the moment.
Okay.
It's called managing your file sizes. And all it says is, if you're done with the game, remember you can always download it next time you want to play it. For now, just remove it from your hard drive to save space. Did I sound like Sony then? Was that good?
Oh, God.
Xbox water bottle.
I need to go get one of those. I should have got one when you had one that day.
I asked you if you wanted me to pick you one up because I was still around the corner.
Yeah, well, I need to find out if Kiwi wants that light, so I'll go get him one of them and post it to him.
Buy them from the gear store.
But it's probably cheaper to buy it here and post it to him than buy it from the gear store.
Fair enough.
Well, in speaking of that, I jumped on and got the new merch from Optic Gaming that's dropping. Not right. Part of Optic Chicago, just the OG Optic Gaming stuff.
Yeah.
And I got 3 items and it cost me $15 shipping from America.
fuck is wrong with them? Do they know where Australia is?
No shit. That's what I was like, yeah, or $15 US, but...
Did you buy feathers?
I bought a hoodie, a cap, and a T-shirt. That's all I bought.
Are they this big?
I don't know. I've got no idea. But, yeah, it was like the cheapest freight I've ever come across. Normally, anything I've ordered out of the States is $50.
I find it funny that, like, you can go onto the website for Optic, get merch, have it shipped here pretty cheaply, yet if you try for 100 Thieves, you fucking suck out of luck.
Well, that's the thing I don't get. I don't get with these esports, like, with... I understand them wanting to limit the run on it, but 100 Thieves to me don't do it the way other ones have been doing it, in the fact being that they'll do a drop and they'll open it up for a week. They go, all right, it's open for this week. This is what you can order. At the end of the week, we're shutting it off. You can't get it anymore, whatever. So everyone goes through it, orders what they want. They're going to know at the end of that week how much they have to do. Because 100 Thieves are their own, produce their own merchandise, produce their own apparel. They apparently got a factory for it or something.
Yeah, they've invested in their own factory with all their own standards, everything like that. They have their own designers. They have their own fashion consultants. They are a fashion brand first, an esports team second.
Which is what I don't get, is why can't you go, all right, no worries, we'll do it. And then, like, the Optic Gaming one just says, this is the one, it's open. So it finishes tomorrow, I think it is, the next day or whatever, it closes off. And then it says it ships on the 1st of December. They start shipping on the 1st of December as they get them together or whatever. I'm like, sweet, no worries. It'll turn up in the post when it turns up in the post. It's like anything. I'm happy to pay for something if it means that, oh, well, it'll turn up in 2 months' time or 6 weeks' time or whatever it is, going on the current situation. You don't know when stuff's going to freight in. But I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to support organizations like that. I just, the things I don't get is, like, 100 Thieves do a drop and it's like bloody trying to pre-order a frigging Xbox or a PlayStation 5 every time they do a apparel drop.
I think that's how you want it to be.
Yeah, but there's limited time runs and then there's just doing crap where people end up writing bot armies just to really get all the apparel just to put it on eBay or whatever and price gouge everyone.
But the way I see it is, it's a company that's run by literally a mob of sneakerheads. Like, they're all into their limited edition Nikes and everything like that. And that's what people do. They will line up for 4 days straight to get a pair of freaking Yeezys on the first day.
Yep.
Right. And they probably won't even wear them. But with that, like, I got nothing against Nadeshot or Courage or anything like that. They're great people. They seem funny and everything like that. But you can tell where their mentality has come from their own personal experience. And on top of that, with one of their biggest investors being Drake, I think that's just where it's all come from.
Well, I don't get it. Like, another person, Courage, he's done a merch drop at the moment. He's doing the same thing. He's leaving it open for a week. You do your merch order in the week, do it, no worries, and send it out.
Yeah, but that's his own merch.
Yeah, but if 100 Thieves started doing it like that, they'd sell more.
Oh, yeah.
But B, they wouldn't have this pummel of people trying to get into their website and everything at once.
I think they're trying to limit how much they have to make because I don't think their warehouse is that big.
I actually don't think that they have the production capacity to handle doing big orders.
No, they don't. That's what I mean. Like, owning all that stuff themselves, I don't think they have the capabilities.
So I don't get that sort of thing. Like, maybe do the limited runs using the one you've got, but also do apparel, big apparel runs, using an external manufacturer where you can go and have a look at the quality and all the rest of it, get it through, get it out like that, to do your generic runs and everything, and then do your limited runs where you produce it yourself, which is a better quality, you pay more and stuff like that. To me, it just, I don't know, maybe I'm not seeing the bigger picture or anything else like that, but to me, it seems to me that Nadeshot and all the rest of them are leaving money on the table.
Like, the amount of businesses I've ran for other people and stuff like that, and I've seen all these different business strategies. I've seen everything from gaming, I've seen toys, I've even seen everything from freaking makeup to lingerie. All these different practices, all these different plans from all these different people, from all these different backgrounds. And honestly, this is the one that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I know I can run a business. I've been doing it for other people for over a decade. But they don't make sense with whatever their business plan is. And I'd love to have the file laid out in front of me and just given a week with it so I could actually see what their business plan is, even if I'd have to sign like a confidentiality agreement. It's not enough of them in my fucking time. Just so I can have an understanding. But yeah. I can almost say if I got to make any type of comment on it, I probably would. And it would be very much the same of what you just said, because that's a great idea for them.
Yeah. I don't know. End of the day is they're running their business the way they want to run it.
And we'll run ours like we want to run it. Yep. Central Gamer Swag coming soon.
Yep. We're going to have something to, instead of running Apex shirts when we're streaming.
Oh, yeah, this is an Apex shirt. Shit.
But end of the day is we're just all out to have fun and play games.
Yep.
Anyways, I think that's all for this week's episode. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us, birdieandbasepodcast@essentialgamer.com.au. And you can catch us on Instagram and Twitter and everything like that. The actual links will be posted in the description for the podcast and for the video. And feel free to tag us in anything that you think of interest. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.